Hi, right, everyone, welcome to the June meeting of Meander Valley Council, 8th of the 6th, starting at 3 p.m. Short agenda today, so hopefully we'll be in and out reasonably quick. So, we'll make a start. So, we've got Deputy Mayor Michael Kelly zooming in. We've got no other apologies. We're all in attendance. Somebody would like to move the confirmation of the minutes from the previous meeting? Councillor King, a seconder, please. Councillor Cameron by a whisker. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. As you note, the council workshops held since last meeting are noted. You've got announcements there by the Mayor. You've got nil announcements by councillors. Do we have any declarations of interest? Sorry, Frank. Oh, sorry, I didn't. I had head down and bum up, Frank. I didn't see you.
Thank you, Steve. Just wish to celebrate the recent successes of sportsmen with strong links to Meander Valley Council area. The first one is Jordan Jackson Callow, and he is a former AFL Prospect Hawks Junior. Jackson Callow was selected by Hawthorn Football Club last week in the mid-season draft. He did all his junior football at Prospect Vale. And secondly, just over the weekend, Hadsden-born international cyclist Richie Port finished third in the 2020 Tour of Tour de France, won a lead-up race to this year's tour, the Critérium du Dauphiné, at the weekend. Port had been runner-up twice in this event previously, so for this municipality, and Susie with her cycling background would be well understand the effort and the success of that most particularly Richie.
Yeah, thanks, Councillor Knott, and totally agree with those sentiments. Sorry, any other councillors? I should have asked as I've head down. No other announcements? Thank you. Declarations of interest? No declarations of interest? Nope. Table of actions of petitions, General Manager.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yes, we do have one. I received on the 7th of June from Miss Anne-Marie Loder, representing Westbury Residents Against the Prison Incorporated, a petition entitled Petition in Relation to Northern Regional Prison, and it's tabled pursuant to Section 58.2 of the legislation. And as General Manager, I confirm compliance with Section 57 of the Act. We will now undertake an assessment under Section 59 for compliance, because the petition calls for a public meeting about the Northern Prison proposal, and we anticipate reporting back to the ordinary meeting of Council in July.
Thank you, General Manager. Moving on to public question time. We've got any public questions taken on notice? There are nil. Public questions with notice, nil. Public questions without notice. I guess we've got nil, but while we've got a public gallery here and we are in public question time, any public questions coming from the gallery? Take that as no. Okay, right. Thank you. Council question time. Councillor questions taken on notice are nil. Councillor questions without notice. Councillor Knott? Yep, Councillor Knott.
First one to General Manager. General Manager, can you please advise the reason that the audio of the May Council meeting minutes on the 11th of May were not available to the public until the 31st of May?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, simply because of leave arrangements with officers, so we're required to table them as soon as practicable, and the officers who normally do that were on leave.
Thank you. My second question to the Mayor and General Manager. At the 8th of September meeting in 2020, there was a recommendation to a notice of motion for a signalised pedestrian crossing on Westbury Road. The recommendation included to undertake a traffic and pedestrian assessment and, subject to feasibility work, present a project proposal for this, the 21-22 Capital Works Program. General Manager, could you update, could you indicate a progress update in the intervening 9 months?
I'll refer to the question to the Director.
You do either.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Over the preceding 9 months, we engaged an engineering consultant to do an assessment of that section of Westby Road, undertook a pedestrian survey, which you're aware of, and looked at some options for providing solutions for crossings. One of those solutions was a signalised crossing point. The actual pedestrian count didn't warrant installation of that signalised intersection under the Austroad standards. So we have, I guess in the interim, we proposed to Council for consideration of improvement of the existing pram ramp there, just to allow easier movement for people in motorised scooters to get across the road. So that's where we'd left it. And certainly happy to provide a copy of the engineering assessment, Councillor Frank, if yourself and other councillors want to see a copy of that.
Sorry, it's more to do with, thank you for that, those persons with living with disability who may use a motorised scooter. And I think talking to the General Manager may have a comment through you or whatever to, on that particular issue.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. Just in respect of that, the engineering studies that the Director's provided give us some insight. I think there's a need to make further inquiries with the community about the extent of need and the nature of solution. What I'd suggest is a very practical way of dealing with that is to advertise the issue ahead of a council sort of pop-up, and then we can have a dialogue with members of the community about A, their need, and B, what solutions are possible, and make some determinations from there.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Bower.
Access to quality and reliable childcare is a factor for families when choosing a region to work, live and raise a family. Recently I've been advised that it is difficult to find that in Westbury and the surrounding areas are basically all fully booked and unable to take on any further children. Can Council please investigate the demand for childcare services in the Westbury area so we can advocate on behalf of the community as we actually want to encourage families to our region?
I'll take that on notice, Councillor.
Thanks, Councillor Bout. Councillors, any other questions? Councillor Temple? Yeah, use your microphone. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just my usual question relating to a proposed prison in the Westbury area. Are there any updates?
Not from me, Councillor.
No, Councillor. Nothing heard.
Councillors, any other questions? No. Nope. Thank you. Deputations by members of the public. Nil. Very good. Development Regulatory Services 1. Gallery, if you wish to leave, you can before we get into the council proper, or you can stay. That's it's up to you. Okay, thank you. So, Development Regulatory Services 1. So, the author is Krista. You've got a recommendation in front of you, councillors. Would somebody like to move that recommendation?
I'll move it.
Councillor Cameron. Do I have a seconder for that, Councillor Bower? Thank you. Councillor Cameron as the mover.
I think cat management is probably the responsibility of
individuals, but I do think that as a council we have an obligation to contribute towards this CAP management facility, so I'm happy to proceed with the motion.
Thanks, Councillor Cameron. Councillor Bauer?
Similarly, I'm very happy with the motion and quite happy to support Just CAPS in the work that they do.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor Knott?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd support the proposal. I think other councils are providing 5,000. I think that's a reasonable outcome, given that the number of cats in a particular municipality. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Knott. Councillors, Councillor Kelly, you just have to speak up if you need to make a comment. Yes, Councillor Kelly.
It's the cost of how to actually handle the cats does frighten me a little bit when you look at the expense of dealing with cats, whether they be feral or domestic. One thing that's worth noting is that I have noticed in recent times that the feral cat numbers are increasing out this way, and I reckon it's a lot to do with the rabbit increased in population. They've got a lot more tucker. So, I don't know, I think we might be holding back the tide with this one, but happy to support it because it's a starting point, but I do have some issues around the cost of dealing with cats.
Thanks, Councillor Kelly. Any other discussion, councillors? No? All right, Councillor Bauer is the seconder, no comment. Councillor Cameron is the mover.
Nothing further to add.
All right. I'll put the motion as it stands at the moment. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. That would be unanimous, Marilyn. Thank you, councillors. Thanks, Krista. Yes. Over to infrastructure one. Recommendation sits there. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second the recommendation as it sits. You're in that seat, Councillor Cameron. A seconder, Councillor King, thank you. As the mover, Councillor Cameron.
No, I think it was pretty self-explanatory there. I'm happy with that, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor King, as the seconder. Thank you. Discussions, councillors? No discussion, no questions. No one's moved. All right. Back to Councillor King as the second. No, Councillor Cameron. No. Okay, then I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands. Councillor Sinfield, thank you. Just checking. You're against or for? You're against. Thank you. Infrastructure 2, reveal budgets for the 2021 Capital Works Program. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second this one, please. Councillor Sinfield, thank you for that. I thought he was going to scratch his whistle. I thought he was going to scratch there and he actually made a bigger movement. So, a seconder, please. Councillor King, thank you. Councillor Sinfield is the mover. Any comments? No, thank you. Councillor King. Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion or comments, councillors. Councillor Knott.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. To Director Dino, I think some of the improvement or the projects will provide improvement to Westbury Road. Mentioned that May Street and Vale Street and so on. And given that my other concern in relation to the crossing of Westbury Road, which I think has been dealt with earlier in the meeting, I think that and it will maybe take some of the heat out of the issue with the Hadsman Bull Run and the Wombat Crossing there. If I can say to people, well, there'll be a pop-up and so on at Prospect Vale where the known users of motorised scooters will have the opportunity, and others, to indicate sort of the numbers that might be involved or now and in the future for use that. So I'd be happy to support it.
Thanks, Councillor Knott. Any other questions, comments, councillors? Take that as no. Councillor King as the seconder of the motion. No. Councillor Sinfield as the mover of the motion. Happy to put the motion as it stands. Okay. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands.
Aye.
That's unanimous, Merlin. Thank you. Is that it? We're in the closed session. Okay. Somebody would like to move, somebody would like to second that we move with that we close the council meeting to the public and discuss other items. Councillor Cameron, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Sheriff, thank you. All those in favour, please say aye. Against? Carried.